Sorry, I was listening to some of my favorite music. Welcome to GMAT Tuesdays. I'm Kevin, and today is Tuesday. So, in this video, we're going to be talking about how long you should study for the GMAT, which is actually a great question. You need to sort of map out how much time to spend preparing for the GMAT and to fill out your applications for MBA, for your MBA program. And so, we're going to look at some of the considerations that you should think about when mapping out your time. Unfortunately, there's no sort of direct answer. I can't just look at a person and be like, you should spend 3 months and 4 days preparing for the test. It's just not that simple. But with these questions and considerations, you'll have a very good idea of how long you should spend studying. So the first question, and a good one to ask, is how do you handle testing? How do you handle specifically standardized testing? And so some of us out there are just naturally blessed. Not that I'm in that group, but some people out there are naturally blessed. They can just ace standardized tests all the time. Other people struggle a little bit more with standardized tests and need a little more preparation. So take that into consideration. Are you a person who has always felt really comfortable taking tests? You don't sort of get stressed out about the time limits. You find preparing for them pretty easy. So take that into consideration. If you're someone who does struggle preparing for tests or worries more about time, you're going to want to spend a little more time preparing so you can feel comfortable on test day. Okay, and then the other important question to think about is how much time do you have to study? So some people have more time, some people have less time. You're going to want to take that into consideration. So if you have 1 to 2 hours, there's a fire truck driving by right now. I'm going to let it go. Okay, it's gone. If you have, let's say, 1 to 2 hours that you could spend studying during each day, and then maybe on Saturday or Sunday spend 3 or 4 hours, then you could probably spend about 3 months preparing for the test, depending on other considerations. If you have less time than that, you're going to need to dedicate, you know, maybe 6 months to your studying. If you have a really short amount of time, if you only have a month to prepare for the test, then you're really going to have to dedicate some quality studying time during the week to be prepared. I would say ideally you would want, you know, to spend a longer amount of time preparing for the test with short study periods each day. That's ideal. The other important thing to consider is your base score, so the score that you have right now, versus the target score that you're going for. So some people out there maybe only need to increase their score, maybe 20 points to get to the school that they want to go to. Others might need to boost their score 100 points. And so that's another factor to think about. Obviously, the greater point increase you're looking for, the longer you're going to need to study. And so I have some parameters here that you can think about. So if you're looking to increase your score 50 to 100 points, you're going to want to do that 3 months with 1 to 2 hours of studying each day and then kind of a big hunk on the weekend. So like 4 hours on the weekend. That should be enough to get you to at least a 50-point increase, maybe 100. If you are looking for more than 100 points, and you're going to need to spend probably about 6 months studying, and again, using sort of like 1 or 2 hours each day. So this is just a rough guide to consider. Again, if you're really good with standardized tests, then maybe you won't need to do this. But really, to get 100 points or more, you're going to really need to dedicate a lot of time to studying, especially if you're looking for like 200 points. That's going to be a dramatic amount of studying, you know, possibly a year of preparation. Finally, the other thing to think about is what are your strengths? So are you really strong in math? Are you really strong in verbal? And you really want to focus on your weaknesses. So if you're strong in math, you're going to want to focus on verbal over the course of your studies. And so that means not just preparing for the sections of the test, but reading a lot. The more that you read and the more that you can make that a habit during your day, say you know you're going to take the test in a year, and you want to go to business school, start reading now. Start making reading a habit where you're spending an hour a day, 2 hours a day, just reading. And the same goes for math. If you're strong in verbal and you're a strong reader but sort of weak in math, you're going to want to start doing math as much as you can. So looking at high school math books, reviewing geometry and algebra concepts, doing mental math, you know, calculating your tax at the grocery store, or calculating your tip in your head, or figuring out your like how long it's going to take you to travel from point A to point B in your car if you go a certain amount of miles per hour. I know it sounds crazy, but you really want to start working on the mental math now so you're more comfortable when test day arrives. All right. Those are all the boards that I have. So consider those things when trying to decide how long you have to study. Obviously, there are limitations based on when you have to submit your application. But ideally, you should be spending a good amount of time over a long period with short periods of study each day. That is my recommendation. All right, be excellent to the universe, and I will see you next Tuesday.